the spark that lit the fires of Islamic rage across the Middle East, so we're being told, is the idiotic movie, The Innocence of Muslims. But the fires had already been ignited by the boots of American imperialism, wreaking havoc and destruction across the Islamic world. How is it that the Zionist program that targets Israel's enemies has become America's own foreign policy? And how is it that warmongering Jews like Wolfowitz, Pearl, Kristol, Lieberman, Levin, who brought us the NDAA, Kagan, and Elliot Cohen, Romney's foreign policy advisor, issue marching orders to generals and commanders-in-chief? It was Lieberman himself who demanded a humanitarian no-fly zone over Libya, which brought nothing but ruin and chaos to that hapless country.
Senator Lieberman, first to you, is there anything that you believe could change the behavior of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi?
Honestly, I think the world has to do more. I begin with the imposition of a no-fly zone.
It was Zionist shill Hillary Clinton, whose State Department is loaded with Jews, who mocked the murdered Muammar Gaddafi with shameful, idiotic laughter when saying,
"Yes, we came, we saw, he died."
It was Lieberman again who praised the use of predator drones in aiding his beloved freedom fighters in decimating Libya, and unwittingly admitted that America owns NATO, the two perpetrators inflicting humanitarian carnage.
And let me first talk about the predator drones. Do you have any reservations at all about the use of these weapons?
I do not. I mean, we're in the fight, and the political goal is to get Gaddafi out and to help the freedom fighters.
And are we still in it with one foot, as both Senator McCain and Senator Graham believe?
Well, yeah, it's probably a foot and a half. When the president turned over leadership to NATO, in one sense, that was exactly the right thing to do, because we can't fight every good fight in the world alone. We need our allies. I appreciate that they've come in. But we're the heart of NATO, and it's not exactly as if we took the ball and gave it to NATO. We're still NATO.
Bombs, Apache helicopters, jet fighters, deadly drones, killing Muslim civilians attending weddings, funerals, children playing, wreaking destruction in Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, Pakistan, Somalia, and now Yemen. And the Jewish-owned press and its Zionist shill in the White House wants to blame some idiotic clip on YouTube for all the Islamic outrage and the murder of U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. Let's get real, people. America's foreign policy is skewed and screwed onto the Zionist war program of international Jewry. But blowback time is now here. You see, Stevens reportedly armed those wonderful freedom fighters in Libya. But at day's end, terrorists don't take to Zionist shills. These are the facts, my friends, plain and simple. And Hillary just can't seem to grasp why those wonderful freedom fighters turn into thankless ingrates.
Today, many Americans are asking, indeed, I asked myself, how could this happen? How could this happen in a country we helped liberate, in a city we helped save from destruction?
Well, look, you silly woman. Your liberation of a once stable society under Gaddafi has brought on thousands of roving armed gangs, a government that can't stop them, and an infrastructure left in utter ruin. And the Zionist puppet in the White House is arming the rebels in Syria, yet sending Marines to Libya to hunt down the same ones he's arming in Syria. When, my friends, will this insanity end? I now call on the U.S. military to lead America in a day of national repentance. And may the generals who have allowed warmongering Jews to give them their marching orders be the first to get down on their knees and repent.